I think the main issue is not going to be the state of the economy. It's going to be the state of the heart. I think stingy people, people who haven't learned the joy of giving and the virtues of giving, are not going to give much in any economy. Though obviously they'll give more, all things being equal, when there's more wealth out there. My major concern, reflecting on what you're saying, is that the younger generation is not being mentored in the discipline and joy of giving. And I don't consider that primarily their fault. I consider it the fault of those of us who are older, that we have failed sometimes to live out the life of giving. But in other cases, even if we've done so, it has been so cloaked. And sometimes we think we have that biblical basis for cloaking it, but that we are withholding. I've talked to parents who have withheld from their own children their giving habits, and certainly the children should be involved in this. But the thing that gives me great hope, despite the statistics, which are the younger someone is, the less of a generous giver they are, which goes against the grain of a lot of people's thinking. They're thinking of a younger generation that's very concerned about the poor and the needy. And the younger generation does tend to go out to soup kitchens and go out on the streets and talk with people. But statistically, the older you are, the larger proportion of your income you give. That's pretty much straight across the board. The younger you are, the less proportion you give. Obviously, the amounts are less, but you know, because of income differences, but we're talking about proportion. But what I have found, and this is the part that gives me encouragement, is that if you give younger people the models they need, raise the bar for them, show them the joy and discipline of giving. If you mentor them in giving, then they will become givers. But if you just leave them alone, and that's what we've been doing in our churches, we've been counting on, you know, middle age and older people, and they've been generous and they're funding the church. Yes, but they're getting older and they're going to die, and then they're going to leave their wealth behind. And most of them, by the way, will not leave their wealth behind to the kingdom of God. They'll leave it to their children, who are already, in many cases, well taken care of with good jobs. You know, you got doctors, you got lawyers who are inheriting estates. Even a middle class estate now is worth what used to be considered a fortune in many cases. And they're getting this, and what are they doing with it? In many cases, they're simply going to increase their own lifestyle. They don't know what else to do with it because they've never seen or heard the consistent models of giving. And this is one of the reasons I say to parents, well, what would you want your already reasonably well-to-do children who are adults, what would you want them to do with all the estate that you're leaving them? And in many cases, they'll say, well, we'd want them to give it away. And I say, well, then why don't you give it away? You're the ones God has entrusted it to. But the most important thing we can give to our children is not the inheritance. The most important thing we can give them is the heritage of Christ-centered, godly, generous giving, a life that has been given away. Give them a model so that our grandchildren, in turn, have a model. And then, if we're in any church where this is done, I am optimistic about the future. In terms of giving and church income and the church's ability to do things. In any church where this isn't done, very honestly, I'm pessimistic.